The tech industry has a diversity problem, and that's affected the diversity of Seattle. When Amazon selects a second headquarters city, it could become an issue there, too. Joshua McNichols has been reporting on Amazon for KUOW's podcast, Primed. What happens when Amazon comes to your town?
It's lunchtime in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood. Employees pour out of Amazon's headquarters. Richika Tolshian and I sit on a bench. Tolshian is a Seattle author and a journalist who covers diversity in the tech industry.
Who do you see walking in and out of this building?
Currently, I've seen a group of about, I'd say, six, all men. Almost everyone in the group is white and probably around the age of 30, so 30s, male, white.
Tolshian points out some men of apparent Southeast Asian descent. But Tolshian says, don't be fooled. The leadership at Amazon is overwhelmingly white.
We see a lot of people of color at Amazon as support employees, warehouse employees, but certainly when it comes to decision-making capability, certainly when it comes to those big salaries, you know, it goes to white employees.
Those big salaried employees compete for houses with other people in Seattle, and they reshape those neighborhoods. That's what happened in North Beacon Hill, a diverse neighborhood where Amazon used to have its Seattle headquarters before it moved to South Lake Union. Austin Monique Sebelbia grew up there. She was part of the neighborhood's strong Filipino-American community.
Our neighbors were more than just people we lived next to. They were almost close to family. Like, I would call some of my neighbors auntie and uncle, even if we weren't related.
But Sebelbia doesn't work in tech. She works in restaurants. When it came time for her to get a place of her own, she couldn't afford Beacon Hill. She had to move out of the city.
The uprising of white men on Beacon Hill is changing, white men and their families, is changing the dynamic of the hill. I think that it's great for Seattle to have growth in that way. I'm not sure how I feel about how they are kind of taking over.
Understanding what's really happening is complicated. On the one hand, Seattle has grown more diverse recently. But it's diversifying at a fraction of the rate that King County as a whole is diversifying. And many people of color are sorting themselves into the suburbs. Amazon's trying to change things. It's invested $60 million in programs nationally to develop diverse coding talent. And inside the company, small groups work to represent minority interests.
Well, BEN stands for the Black Employee Network here at Amazon. And what they are is an affinity group.
That's Mark Hatcher. He says his group includes black employees and their allies. It focuses on
the recruitment and retention of, you know, qualified African-American candidates.
But if Amazon's headquarters isn't very diverse, its warehouses are. And Amazon has a program to help pay the college tuition of people who work in fulfillment centers. That could help improve their income potential. But it's not the same as giving them a headquarters job.
You know, I think that's kind of an absurd criticism.
Michael Schutzler is with the Washington Technology Industry Association. It's a trade group financed by companies including Amazon. Schutzler acknowledges the tech industry has a diversity problem, but he says it's not fair to expect Amazon to resolve the problem alone.
This company is just now kind of getting its feet under it.
Schutzler says Amazon needs time to address its diversity issues.
At least they're making progress.
He says the real reason Amazon's headquarters is so white is that Washington State's tech pipeline is white.
The reason ours looks the way it does is because the state has been defunding higher education for 25 straight years.
Now Amazon's looking to bring 50,000 employees to its second headquarters. Schutzler says cities that want to retain their diversity, even if they win that prize, need to take a good look at their state education system, because Amazon can't fix that. At Amazon's headquarters, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
You can hear more about Amazon on KUOW's podcast, Primed, What Happens When Amazon Comes to Your Town.